Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Hy Negro. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, ZB Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Freiberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hy Negro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel takes first base on ball four. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. ZB Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Terry moves to third. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hy Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Stengel moves to third. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff juggles the ball. That's an error on Neff. Krug moves to third. O'Farrell moves to second. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to home to get Krug. O'Farrell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meisel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Alexander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngs strikes out. O'Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Youngs out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a pop-up towards short. Hollacher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-1 in the game. Neff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-2 in the game. Bancroft hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. One out. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a line drive towards the mound. Alexander catches it and throws to first to double up Neff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollacher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollacher moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollacher moves to third. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Frisch trying to get to third. Meisel throws the ball into Krug, who tags Frisch for the out. Musel moves to second. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollacher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stengel takes first base on ball 4. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neff hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to first and picks off Stengel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Friberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-4 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngs moves to second. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cliff Heathcote pinch runs for Hack Miller. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.